All right, I'm here at Zig Serafin with the Speech at Microsoft group. And what is the Speech at Microsoft group?
Good to be here. The Speech at Microsoft group is it's a new group that we formed inside Microsoft. Actually, it takes advantage of many years of research and development that the company's been doing for speech technologies. In May of this year, we merged the combination of Microsoft Speech Recognition Technologies Group that has been working on speech for the last 15 to 20 years with TellMe, which was an acquisition that Microsoft made about 2 years ago. And we've created a very exciting new group that effectively covers the combination of core recognition on speech, covers our cloud services capabilities in speech, as well as the use of speech for multiple purposes, things like text-to-speech as an example. And together as one group, the team is now focusing on a series of really, really interesting new innovations, effectively building on the platform and the technologies that each of the individual components had that came together.
So we've talked about the natural user interface. What's the vision for speech going forward for Microsoft?
Well, so speech is an integral part of the natural user interface, and the vision for speech is to simplify everyday tasks through connected voice experiences that use the world's highest performing learning speech platform. And when we talk about performance and learning, there's some very important elements in that and how we ultimately end up advancing the capabilities of our speech platform and ultimately the collection of capability that Microsoft has now in software and cloud services and how those things work together. The concept of high performance actually has to deal with now usability and ultimately making speech a discoverable experience, something that's easy, simple for you to be able to interact with and know that's going to work, but also has to do with accuracy and it has to do with understanding. Often people talk about accuracy as, did I hear your request correctly? You know, was the mic good enough on the device to be able to hear it right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the speech problem traditionally is actually dealt with becoming more accurate in hearing what you said. Where things are starting to go is not only going from this world of command and control driven kind of interface where you say something or I ask you something and you respond. You say, what city, please? And you tell me the name of the city. To a world where things become conversational. You say you'd like to find the local Bank of America. And I simply have the ability to be able to give you the answer to that. And I know who you are and I know what location you're in, so I don't actually have to ask you what city you're in, as an example. And the ability to be able to increase performance in that area has to do with increasing the ability to understand and predict and infer and be able to reason with the information that you're providing to me. That creates a much more conversational type of experience. And the ability to do that actually has a lot to do with advancing the status quo of the language processing elements of speech technology. So it's not only the ear element where I can hear you better, but also the brain elements where we're paying attention to what is it that you're actually meant by your request. And Microsoft is in a very unique and exciting position in this respect because we have the combination of our speech cloud platform, we have over 10 billion requests that we're running through our speech cloud services system, and we have a powerful search engine in Bing. And the combination of work that we're doing in natural language processing and search and work that we're doing in the speech area will ultimately advance speech from becoming a command and control, close prompt driven kind of experience to much more of a dialogue, conversational oriented kind of system. That's exciting. That's exciting not only for our customers and users and our families and kids that interact with these systems, whether it's in entertainment in the living room experience, whether it's in the car, whether it's in mobile devices, you're on the go, but it's also exciting for developers and the opportunity that the developers will have to be able to use the magic of the underlying innovation that we're doing here to be able to bring out a whole new set of experiences and redefine the way that we've been doing things.
So Microsoft recently has been introducing a lot of elements of NUI, natural user interface, to different products. What does speech mean to NUI?
Well, first is the natural user interface is just simply being in a position to be able to help make things work more easily on a day-to-day basis, effectively simplifying the tasks that you interact with every day, day in and day out, whether you're a consumer, whether you're a productivity person that goes to work and does business stuff. Effectively, the NUI is about better using the things that we were naturally blessed to be able to do, using our hands, using gestures, using touch, using our voice in our ears to be able to interact with computing. And speech is part of that, is on a mission to improve everyday life using speech, using your voice. And it's a fundamental element of the natural user interface. A long-term strategy for Microsoft, and it's quite exciting because we're actually reaching a point where we believe it's possible to take computing to a greater number of people, as well as improve the way that we interact with information, connect with people, whether socially, whether through business scenarios, when we're on the go, when we're in the office, using the combination of different elements of the natural UI. Speech as a capability of the NUI ultimately will help to improve your everyday life as part of that NUI experience.
Yeah. And what products do we have now that have speech capabilities built into them, and what are some of the key scenarios for speech?
Well, first is we're on a vision with our speech capabilities as part of the overall natural user interface to simplify everyday tasks using connected voice experiences, and doing so by creating the world's highest performing learning speech platform. And that platform effectively is enabled and made available and is part of a variety of consumer applications, enterprise applications. So, for example, with Bing for mobile, there are now millions of users that actually have access to speech capabilities for on-the-go search scenarios, whether you're on an iPhone, whether you're on a RIM device, whether you're on a Windows mobile device, a Brew device. So that's one exciting area is in the context of the search area. We're also working on some important innovations in the communications area. So with the upcoming availability of Exchange 2010, you'll actually have Exchange voicemail preview. So you'll have the ability to be able to see and read your voicemail simply through the text-to-speech translation and conversion that we're doing of incoming voicemail messages, so that you have the ability to be able to quickly spot who called you, have the name of the person that called you indexed against the global address book, and have the ability to be able to create a highly accurate, simple experience for more quickly allowing you to be able to process your messages that you get on a day-to-day basis. You also have things like control of your calendar as part of the overall unified messaging capability, and this effectively takes the heart of our core speech platform and puts it into a capability that is made available to over 100 million people in as part of the Exchange platform.
I use that every day, and that's probably one of my favorite things. I mean, probably the best thing for me is it allows me to search across my voicemails, which, you know, I
very much improves the speed in which you process your voicemails.
Yeah.
It's a lot faster. You can be more selective and be on the go and on your way. There's also another capability where you can actually update your calendar. If you're running late to a meeting, you can notify someone that you're running late by 15 minutes and without actually having to log in and type in. You can simply use your voice to be able to do that. So that's an exciting area. We're also working on voice technologies in the mobile area. And so with Windows Mobile 6.5 and upcoming work that we're doing with successive generations of Windows Mobile, you'll have the ability to, and as you do with Windows Mobile 6.5, to be able to call someone, for instance, using your voice as an example. And so with Windows 7, we'll show you some demos of things as well where you have the ability to be able to have cool command control of the Windows 7 desktop.
Yeah.
And there's some really innovative things there that are not only creating a promise for what does it mean for how you use your voice to be able to interact with a PC, but also do so naturally. So you might be using touch, multi-touch with Windows 7, but at the same time be able to switch to voice mode and back to using your touch and then back to the keyboard. And so you have this flexibility. And that's an example of really bringing out the some of the early concepts of what we believe the natural UI can be about. And the last area that we're really excited about is Natal, in the work that we're doing in that space. And effectively, we think there's some transformational things that are possible there with what it means to bring in the combination of different ways in which you naturally interact using gestures and motion and bring voice in as part of that, as opposed to simply being stuck in one UI form. You actually have the ability to be able to collectively bring together a combination of UIs. And so that's an exciting thing as well.
And so, it should be interesting, too, to see what developers do with the ability to have a microphone array instead of just like a one mic.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. Is the technology that we're working with today, as compared to what people had even 5 years ago, has changed significantly. You know, imagine, for instance, what your mobile phone capability was even 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And compare that with what you have today in terms of processor, in terms of bandwidth, in terms of the form factor and the screen real estate that you've got on it, the microphones themselves. Many mobile phones are now starting to support array mics on them, and so you can actually have a higher quality audio pipe that connects you to the speech capabilities that are on the platform itself, and that creates a lot of new innovative possibilities that are on that device, as an example. So, you know, through a combination of the technology changes that are happening on things like in mobile, for instance, as well as new usage scenarios where people are on the go, but they want to stay connected with their social network, for example, or with the information that they want to be able to be continually updated on. And while they're doing that, they don't expect to carry on a mouse and a keyboard.
You know,
they want to be in a position to naturally interact, and that might be using your voice, it might be using touch, it depends on what you're doing.
So one of the places that's probably very important to use Speech Nui is in Ford Sync.
Yes, Ford Sync. Ford has been a very interesting partner for Microsoft, an exciting partner for the speech organization over the last few years. We've had the opportunity to collaborate closely to create an innovative experience for the Ford car buyer, and we've created the Ford Sync experience. It's built on the Microsoft Windows Automotive platform, and the experience actually allows you to use your voice to interact with the most frequently used tasks that you might otherwise not be able to do if you had to type them on a mobile device, for example.
Sure.
So it is exciting to see, and it's also the beginning of a lot of innovative experiences that you should actually expect to see for on-the-go scenarios, particularly when you have a powerful mobile computing device, whether it's in your hand, whether it's part of the car experience that's there.
So what role does TellMe play?
Well, TellMe is now part of the Speech at Microsoft organization, and is the world's largest cloud service of its kind that actually processes over 10 billion requests, voice recognition requests, every single year. Approximately 300 requests per second is what's running through the system. And the cloud service itself it's real-time. It's a mission-critical system. It powers large Fortune 500 customers as well as consumer applications. It's a little-known fact, but approximately about 50% of all of the United States that actually calls in and checks and does a direct assistance call, 411, or call 411 on your mobile phone or from your home, you'll actually encounter and interact with the Microsoft speech platform.
Really?
And so it is a very large cloud platform that ultimately is powered by the underlying Microsoft speech technologies and the platform that Microsoft has been innovating for years that allows us to not only create world-class experiences for end consumers and business people, but also be in a position for us to be able to use the combination and power of the cloud to continually innovate the core capability of our core speech platform. Mm-hmm. It's much like search in some ways, where the ability to be able to innovate search has to do a lot with the traffic and the ability to be able to continually improve the capability of your search models. Much is the same opportunity and challenge in speech, where he who has the largest amount of traffic and actually has engineered a cloud processing system to take advantage of the platform ultimately ends up improving the platform at a much faster pace.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity that we foresee for our developers as well as ultimately the end experience we can create for the customer.
And what are you most excited about going forward with Speech Nui?
The possibilities of speech not as an independent UI, but ultimately as part of how you naturally interact with other modalities, things that we have been given the ability to do using your hands, using motion, touch, gesture, is what's most exciting. The ability for us to be able to introduce a voice as part of touch as an experience, the ability to be able to switch between using your keyboard and have the ability to simultaneously transition to voice, the ability to be able to use that modality not only in the context of your mobile device, but when you switch across screens. We talk about three screens in a cloud as Microsoft and our vision around what it means to be able to create a consistent, integrated experience across, you know, the television screen, your screen about the size of a phone, the screen that is the size of about the size of your PC today, and the way that the cloud connects across those things. Speech ultimately will traverse those three screens, and it ultimately gets delivered by the power of the cloud as part of that. And There is a lot of opportunity in that, not only in terms of the experiences we can deliver for end users, what it means to be able to be on one screen and simultaneously switch to another and know that you'll consistently be able to take advantage of a set of capabilities that you've had in one environment and have that be transferably available to you in another environment. But also from a developer perspective, there's a lot of opportunity because what you build for what occurs on a mobile device can also show up inside the living room. And our customers expect that, and consumers will expect that of Microsoft. And there's a tremendous opportunity in that, and there's a lot of exciting things that are to come.
Well, thanks for coming to talk to us about this today.
Thank you as well.